Quan Wang is one of China's best-selling authors. His first and to date only book, New Heights in America, One Chinese Boy and Seven American Teachers, has sold more than 100,000 copies and is the subject of radio and television programs. Last summer, the teenager toured six of China's major cities to promote the book, which is only available in China. Quan is a student at Archbishop Moeller High School in Cincinnati, Ohio. He came to the United States when he was five. His father is a professor of education and a published author. Quan Wang's book actually began as an essay that was to be included in one of his father's books.
But my dad thought it didn't fit in with the theme of his book, so they left it out and just put a note in his book that said, I wrote an essay, but they didn't put it in there. And after his book became the bestseller, a bunch of the readers said, hey, we want to read this essay, we want to read this essay. And the publisher just basically gave me a chance then to turn that essay into a full book.
How does your perspective as a student and as a teenager, do you think, differ from your father's when it comes to writing about education?
Well, of course, he's a professor at Miami University, but he's never gone to high school over here. You know, I'm in the inside. I'm writing about things that people have never heard, especially in China.
Like what? What are some stories that you think they've never heard?
Me sleeping in class and then missing a good class. They were very shocked to hear that because people don't do that in China. And yeah, we went back this summer for the book tour, and I was overwhelmed. I didn't think anybody would show up for the book signings, but at one there was like hundreds, maybe 1,000, 2,000 people there.
Really?
Yes.
Your age, older?
Some older, some younger, all different types of people, mostly teenagers though, mostly girls.
What do you think the difference is between what kids your age in China think about America and the reality for you as a teenager in America?
One thing I found very, very drastically different is they believe the main emphasis for kids my age in America is education. And you ask any teenager, I don't think that'd be the answer 100% of the time. They're starting to get the idea that America is one big Harvard University.
When you went back for the book tour, was that your first time back to China? You left when you were five?
Yes, I left when I was five, and I went back once to visit. And since then, I haven't been back except for the book tour. And it was a very, very amazing experience. I go to a school that's predominantly white, upper-middle-class kids. You don't see much of the world here. But when I went back, the sheer amount of things to see, to do, to eat, it was just wonderful.
You're a senior now?
No, I'm a junior.
You're a junior.
I'll be a senior next year.
17 years old and a published author.
Yes.
What was it like for you the moment you saw that book in your hands?
Most people think the amazing thing is being on TV, you know, signing books and stuff. But the most prominent thing for me was actually holding it in my hands. The first time I held it, I remember thinking, wow, this is heavy. literally and figuratively.
As a best-selling author in China, do you get royalties? I mean, do you get anything back for this?
yeah, all my friends ask me, yeah, how much money did you make from that book? And I always answer with the same answer. I drive a 94 Chevy Corsica.
which translates into not much. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Quan Hong, thanks very much.
Okay.
Quan Hong, author of the book New Heights in America, One Chinese Boy and Seven American Teachers, a bestseller in China.